This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Terry, who's 21, came to see me a bit confused about a sore she had in her groin. It didn't hurt, but it seemed to be spreading, and she just wanted it checked. It turned out to be syphilis. This week, the CDC announced more cases of STDs, and particularly syphilis, than at any time since they started keeping track back in 1947. Syphilis has risen by nearly 20% just since last year. Our history with syphilis goes back at least 100 years and is deeply intertwined with morality, religion, and politics. Sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs, caused great havoc during the First and Second World War. Soldiers frequented prostitutes, they became infected, and this impacted their ability to fight. The military didn't know quite how to stop the cycle. Organized religion often blamed the infection on moral weakness, wild music with gyrating dances, and the popularity of the automobile, which, according to them, had private back seats that they claimed too often served as private sex parlors. Large parts of society discriminated against those with syphilis, seeing them as dirty and morally bankrupt. Some hospitals even refused to treat and admit syphilis-infected patients. Before the 1940s, the disease was treated with arsenic. It was enormously expensive, and it did not lead to an actual cure. Cure came only in 1942 with the first mass production of penicillin. The drug was proven highly effective for syphilis treatment and cheap to produce, and more importantly, it completely cured syphilis if used early in the infection. Today, our systems to prevent the spread of STDs have eroded following the success of safe sex campaigns around AIDS. But as AIDS became less of a problem and young people no longer saw their peers dying, they began to be more careless. And so did our governments. National, state, and local governments either cut their STD budgets or axed their entire STD branch. These decisions, we argued, would be penny wise and pound foolish. Well, it turns out they were. Now our young people are again at risk. Because young providers have not seen syphilis before, we need to teach them about the diagnosis and treatment of this reemerging disease. Now that we have effective antibiotics that work, we need to dispense them for free at the time of diagnosis, so people don't have to choose between paying for the medication and paying for food. But it's not just about providers. People need to return to making safer choices, and we need an effective, engaged public health department. As Congress debates a national budget, it's important to consider STDs a health problem and not allow morals and sins to enter into the discussion. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.